Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter. Today on the show, we tell you about some unusual training for some exceptional animals, service dogs. And we tell about a farm in the state of Virginia where traditions from the early years of the United States live on. Then, we hear music from Robin Thicke. The artist is trying to return to his rhythm and blues roots with a new album. Air travel makes some people very nervous. The crowds, the noise, and flying itself can cause unease. But there are classes people can take to help them defeat the fear of flying. And now, Katie Weaver tells us about similar training for service dogs that suffer the same problem.
Service dogs almost never leave the side of the people they care for. You will see them working on buses, trains, and other public transport systems. But the busy environment found at an airport can trouble even the best-trained working dog. People with disabilities depend on their dogs. They want the animals to safely guide them through security areas. They also need the dogs to remain calmly on duty on the airplane, even when the flying is not smooth. This takes special training. The Air Hollywood Canine Flight School is one place where such help can be found. The school has a piece of equipment that provides the sights, sounds, and even the feel of an airplane in flight. It is called a flight simulator. The simulator was built for filming airplane scenes in movies. Sandy Alexander lives in Newport Beach, California. He has a disability that requires his 2-year-old dog, Doc, to be always at his side. Mr. Alexander took the dog to the flight school to get him ready for plane trips. He says Doc did not like the bumpy part of the flight simulation.
When that started, he was pretty agitated and looked up at me and wasn't sure what was going on. And I think we're going to be prepared the next time it happens.
Dog trainer Mary Siegel is with Canine Companions for Independence. It provides dogs for people with disabilities. Ms. Siegel says successful training is based on a simple rule, preparation.
Dogs need to be exposed gradually and repetitively to stimulation, to the environment, to loud noises, to sounds and other dogs, so that when this experience happens to them on a daily basis, they're able to act in a way that they're used to acting and that they don't get excitable.
Stacy Huckabaugh's 9-month-old dog, Striker, is still in training to be a guide dog.
I don't fly a lot, so I don't know a lot of the routine myself. So with a dog, I would have been lost.
Dog owners who attended the training at Air Hollywood Canine Flight School say they now feel much more at ease about future flights. I'm Katie Weaver.
Next, we visit a farm in the mountains of Western Virginia called Pharsalia. Ann Ball has the story.
That's old old-time American music to celebrate an anniversary for a house. Pharsalia Plantation is on a beautiful mountain country road in Virginia. You can understand why Thomas Massey decided to build the house here in 1814. He built it on a farm in the Appalachian Mountains, about 3 hours from Washington, D.C. Thomas Massey gave it to his son, William, 200 years ago as a wedding present. Recently, artists and musicians gathered at Pharsalia. They were celebrating the anniversary and remembering what life was like in the 1800s. The path is covered with small stones. Taking that walk is like stepping back in time. Many of the old buildings are still there, and they are still in good condition. There were demonstrations at the celebration, like the man shooting a gun from that time. A blacksmith making tools by heating metal over fire. A cider press making apple juice on a windy day. Patsy Meyer from nearby Lynchburg, Virginia, explained the American art of making a kind of bed cover called a quilt.
In the beginning, it was an early part of our country. It was all for the need of having warm things to sleep under. And so often the old clothes would go into making the quilts. The top is a piece, is a fabric that we have pieced into designs to be real pretty.
A local band, Nina Pinto and the Santa Marias, played a lot of American music with stringed instruments.
All right, I want to see you dancing. I mean it. All right.
Fiddles and banjos, both are popular American instruments. Banjos are round with strings that extend up a long neck. Listen for Jim Robertson, who lives nearby, playing a set of bones with the banjo. Rachel Deddins from Lynchburg, Virginia, was cooking in the old kitchen. It was in its own building outside the house. The cook from Pharsalia would have used the large open fireplace to make meals for many people. Rachel Deddins calls it amazing because of all the work that was done there, mostly by women slaves.
Some of these people could read, but many of them couldn't. And they just had this knowledge in their head.
William Massey's great-great-granddaughter, Foxy Morgan, owns Pharsalia now and lives there. Foxy Morgan gets emotional talking about living here.
It's really peaceful. It's just, we belong.
Once 10,000 acres with 4 farms, Pharsalia is now just over 20 acres. William Massey owned 170 slaves who worked the plantation. They tried growing new things like cranberries. Now the Morgans are growing flowers. Foxy Morgan says it's not easy keeping up the plantation.
I know they had to work really hard, and I feel like we are working really hard.
She calls her great-great-grandfather a risk taker. She says, not only did he try new things, he left many writings about life at Pharsalia.
There's so much, like he complains about his children and how fast they're driving the horses. And, you know, it's the same things of today you might say about your teenagers, you know, just with a different twist.
The Masseys knew famous people. Family history says that America's first president wanted to marry William Massey's grandmother.
Supposedly, George Washington proposed to her, and she turned him down and called him a country bumpkin.
Asked about stories that ghosts or spirits of the dead live there, Foxy Morgan answers this way.
I don't know about ghosts, but there are definitely spirits here, and they're good vibes.
She says she doesn't know exactly who the spirits are, but adds,
they're just caretakers to make sure we're doing right.
For the Morgan family, doing right means taking care of the farm and all the buildings. They hope that in another 100 years, it will still be there for people to enjoy. I'm Ann Ball.
Everybody get up.
Next, we hear music from singer, songwriter, and musician Robin Thicke. Like many singers, he has changed his musical style through his career. In his early albums, Thicke's music was firmly in the rhythm and blues style. Magic is from Thicke's third album, Something Else. Its sound helped establish Thicke as a popular R&B artist.
I can make the pain disappear, and I can erase the past. Oh. I can make the future shine so bright. And I can make right now all right. Yeah. I got it, you got it, we got the magic. Yeah. I got it, you got it, we got the magic. Yeah. I got it, you got it, we got the magic. Yeah. I got it, you got it, we got the magic. Yeah.
Last year, Thicke released Blurred Lines, a pop album that rose to number one on the Billboard 200 chart and reached new listeners. But many of the fans of his earlier music did not like the new sound. Critics gave the album mixed reviews. Here is Blurred Lines. Thicke's latest album is called Paula, after his wife Paula Patton. The two are separated, but the 37-year-old Thicke is trying to win her back through music and public appeals. We leave you with Get Her Back.
All I want to do is keep it light, keep it light. All I want to do is make it right, make it right.
Thanks to you all for joining us. I'm Mario Ritter. Come back again next week for another American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get a bag. I gotta treat her right, whoa. I gotta cherish her for life. I gotta get a go, get a go, get a go, get it tonight. I never should have raised my voice or made you feel so small. I never should have asked you to do anything at all. I should have.